The first Rashi in Mishpatim, you should know. The Eilah Mishpatim Hashetosim Lefneim. So Rashi says, Moisif al Rishonim. The Eilah is Moisif. Maha Rishonim Mesinai of Eilah Mesinai. Just like the previous din speaks about the Mizbeach. And the Aser HaSadibris, just like they were Mesinai, so also these Mishpatim are Mesinai. So the Chiddush HaHarim says a very good pshat on this Rashi. What's the significance that Ma Eilu Mesinai? So this is also Mesinai. But he says the pshat is what does this parasha deal with? This parasha deals with civil law. It teaches you about the halachas of Geneva, of Dalet Vehei, Kefel. It speaks about Mitzvah too. It speaks about Divei Mammon, it's Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. So Meile, the Chiddush HaHarim says as follows. We may think that the dinim of Bein Odom L'Mokom, like about the Mizbeach, they are Mitzinai. But these dinim, the Goyim also have these dinim. The Goyim have civil law, they have different laws, but they have laws. So Meile, you would think that these laws are not Mesinai. These laws are like whatever can be done by the people can make up by themselves. So Moshe Rabbeinu decided that he made the constitution, so to say, and he made up these dinim. So therefore, the Torah wants to say that by us, just like to us, there's no chilik. Both the Ben Adam Lamakam and the Ben Adam Lachaveiro dinim, they are all Mesinai. Even that those dinim that we can figure out with our own seichel, make up our own laws, but by us it's not so. Even these dinim of dinim amenis are Mesinai. With this also, you can add another point. Rashi then says, the lama nisvach parshas dinim le parshas hamizbeach loymar lo shetosim sanhedrin eitzel amigdosh or eitzel hamizbeach. That the Sanhedrin, they are located in the place of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the thing. The Sanhedrin, they have their offices in the near the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the significance of this? Actually, you can tell just the halacha telling you that along the lines of the Chiddush HaHarim, you may add the following. You may say, this is also a chilek in us and the Goyim. So you see, by the Goyim, you know, you have separation of church and state. Most nations are like this. So they now the dinim of Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, they have nothing to do with religion to them. That's you know, Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, that's civil law. By us, it's not so. The Torah wants to show why dafke in the Beis Hamikdash that even the dinim of Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, They are as holy to us like the korbanos, whatever you do in the Beis Hamikdash, the same kedusha applies to the dinim of dinim amenis bein adam lachaveiro. Okay, this is one thing. Now the second thing that I want to point out to you is this. In the beginning of the parasha, what is the first din the Torah discusses? Kesikne Eved Ivri, begins the halachas of an Eved Ivri. So the Eben Ezra already is bothered. Why does the parasha begin with Hilchos Avodim? The parasha should begin with nicer things. After all, what the Rashi says, what kind of Eved are we talking about? A Mechuru Bezdin. He thinks he stole money and they couldn't repay, so Bezdin sells him into slavery. Take a look at what the Eben Ezra answers. But there's a bigger kasha to be asked. At one time in America, especially in many countries, they had a machloikas whether is slavery permissible or not. And they used to bring a raya from the Chumash. Yes, you see, the Torah allows slavery. There's a whole parasha, not only over here, other places. So what I want to explain to you is the chilek between between our type of slavery and by the goyim. But by the goyim, a slave is a real slave. Like we are avodim in Mitzrayim, and they made us work very hard, and they basically abused us. But you see, by us, by the way, the one that goes over this parsha very well is Rav Shamshon Paul Hirsch. If you take his Chumash, he goes over this idea very, very beautifully, with all the details, and as only he could do. Anyway, the main point is this. You see, take an Eved Ivri. So you know the rest from the parsha. An Eved Ivri, the Chazal say, it's Tosfos in Kedushin called Sa Yerushalmi. Hakoine Eved Ivri, koine Odon La'atzmai. If you acquire an Eved Ivri, it's like you bought yourself a new boss. He's going to boss you around. Why? Because it's not easy to keep the halachas of an Eved. The Torah saw Makdeh how nice and how kind you have to be to the Eved Ivri, that in essence he works for you, but you have to be very careful what kind of work you have to give him. Very covetous work. Yeah? You cannot abuse him. And not only this, for instance, the Yerushalmi says the din is, you know, the din is you have to treat the Eved Ivri extremely with kindness. You have to give him the same food that you eat. You cannot just put him up in some little hut. You have to treat him. He has to live together with you. It's a bunch of dinim. You take a Rambam Hilchos Avodim, he spells out all the dinim. Or let's say at the end, you all know he gets Hanukkah. And not only this, the Torah right away in the beginning speaks that the Odin has to support his wife and children while he's in Eved, because they have no support. So it's not the Poshet Adin. So the Mela, what are we dealing with? We are dealing with someone who's a Ganes. Now, in common law, what do you do with a Ganes? Or today in America, I don't know, Ganes, they usually let go, no? In America, but Bederach Klal, in other places, a Ganes goes to jail. There are different dinim. But you know, in the Torah, you're not going to find in the Chumash a punishment of jail. In Chumash, it's in Tanakh, you have references to jails, but among the Onshim in the Torah, jail is not mentioned. So what do we do with the Ganes? We sell him as an Eved Ivri. Who would buy a Ganes as an Eved? You don't trust him, right? He's a Ganes. The Teretz is decent people. You Bezdin, see, it has to go through Bezdin, as Rashi explains. So Bezdin will find a family, a good family, to take this evidence, and basically it's to rehabilitate him. It's basically that's what Eved is. Now you take a Yid who never had to steal, and you sell him as an Eved, and you have to treat him extremely nice. You put him in a good Jewish family, and he sees how kind the Odin is to him, and how what kind of life they live. So Mela, instead of sending him to jail for 6 years, in jail, what is he going to learn? He's going to learn how to be a better Ganes. No, you find other Ganovim there, and they'll teach him more tricks of how to embezzle and so on. But if you put a Ganes in the midst of a Jewish family, and you basically re-educate him, and you show him it's possible to live a decent life, the Mela, that's why the Torah allowed slavery. It was not for the purpose tamazoi that you should abuse him and make him work with a very difficult work, but the basic idea was to rehabilitate him, but you have to treat him with kindness. By Eved Knani, even though it says by Eved Knani, you have a right even to hit him and to use force if he refuses to work. So let me read you a Rambam Hilchos Avodim, even by Eved Knani. Let me find it for you. Just a minute. I know it should be at the end of the Rambam. Here, just a second. in Perek Tes of Hilchos Avodim, is the last halacha in Hilchos Avodim. Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Mutar la'avod be'eved k'nani beforech. You can give avod asforech. Very difficult word. Af al pi she'adin kach. Listen to the Rambam. Even al pi din, you're allowed to do it. However, midas hachasidus ve'darkei hachochma. She'yir adam rachman. A person should have rachmanes ve'roid of tzedek and pursue justice. V'lo'yachbid uloy al avodoy. This is talking about k'nani, and not to make it difficult for him. You should not cause him pain. And Agnes Nefesh. You have to give him good food to eat, just like yourself. Whatever they ate, they gave the avodim. They would let the avodim, and even behemoths also. That's from Krishna you learn this out. Before themselves. You should not embarrass him physically and not even with words, like insult him. You cannot embarrass him. Don't shout at him, don't be angry, don't show anger at him. Listen to him if he has kindness to you. If acted like this, quotes psukim. The Rambam concludes the aim ha'achzorius v'ha'azus metzuyu etzel b'yakum. Cruelty and gaiva is only found among the goyim. Avol zara shel Avraham Avinu v'hem Yisrael sheishpia l'magdash baruch hu toivas. The Hashem gave us the Torah, the Tzivos and the Chukim, that Hashem gave us mitzvahs, and we are Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, so we are Rachmanim al hakol. So anyway, so the Rambam here spells out, even though by Nebuchadnezzar there is a din, you are allowed to make him work the Avodas Porach, but even then, look how the Rambam says you have to treat him. And by Nebuchadnezzar it's even worse for the Odin. The Odin has to be extremely careful what he says and how he says it, in order and as I said, the basic purpose is to rehabilitate a person who never became a ganit, and he should become a decent person. The best way is you put him with a good Jewish family, and that living for 6 years with a good Jewish family will do the trick.